Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, April 10th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The FBI has been asked to assist in the investigation of American missionaries killed last week in Guyana. Rich and Charlene Hicks serve with Wycliffe Bible Translators and were close to completing the New Testament translation in the Wapishana language. Wycliffe President Bob Creason.
They've been invited down there to do language development work. Part of that is Bible translation as well. So that work will continue, and Lord willing, we'll see a body of materials developed there, including the New Testament.
The murders have upset the small community where the Hicks worked, touched many in the Wycliffe family, and also impacted us here at Mission Network News. Staff member Faith McGuire is a relative of the Hicks. While grieving the tragedy, Creason urges prayer for courage.
In this day and age, we're living in a time where missionary work is really not for the faint-hearted, probably never has been, but the areas where the remaining needs are, I believe that we're going to face more and more opposition.
And Kyrgyzstan's ousted leader, Askar Akayev, announced that he has agreed to resign, ending weeks of political uncertainty in that Central Asian nation. Elections are tentatively scheduled for June 26th. However, there is some question about the future of religious freedom and evangelism. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It remains to be seen how this will play out in the long term. Kyrgyzstan, of course, is a largely Muslim nation, but as I said, evangelicals have been relatively free there to minister and proclaim the gospel. So as this new government comes into power in Kyrgyzstan, the ramifications of what this will have for religious freedom in evangelical churches remains to be seen.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.